This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good day, family of Radio K Pulpit, all the listeners out there. My name is Susan Moss, and our theme is I Can. And as we bring to you from the word to your heart, our topic today is God speaks to reveal himself. And I'm going to read to you Jeremiah 29 verse 11, a well-known scripture. It says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Now, God always speaks with a purpose. No idle words come from our Lord's mouth. If we were to generalize the kind of things God speaks about, we could say God speaks in order to reveal himself, his purpose, and his ways. God speaks to reveal himself. That's our topic of today. Perhaps the most significant times that God speaks to us, to you, are when he wants you to understand a new dimension of who he is. He will never live a holy life without first understanding that you serve a holy God. You will never do the impossible until you believe that the God who commands you to do so are an all-powerful God. You will never be able to forgive others genuinely before you can understand the incredible price God was willing to pay to forgive you. All of your activity with God is based on your understanding of who he really is. An important principle in God's dealing with us is that God reveals himself to us progressively. Exodus 6 verse 23 says, God revealed aspects of his character to Moses that he never shared with Abram, Isaac, or Jacob. God's name of Lord was a window into the character and nature of God that had not been revealed previously. Jesus indicated there was much that God wanted to reveal to the disciples, but he would not disclose more than they could handle. If God is not revealing deep truths to you, it is not that he does not want to, but that you are not yet capable of responding to more than God has already shown to you. Only time and experience with God will bring you to a mature relationship to him. Now, I think sometimes we ask ourselves, when is God going to reveal himself to us? Now, God speaks to reveal his purposes. When God speaks to his people, God reveals his heart. God is on a mission to redeem a lost world. God expects people to adjust their lives to him so that he can work through them, through us, through you, to bring others to himself. Consider some of the purposes of God. I read before Jeremiah 29 verse 11 is one of them. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Luke 19 verse 10 says, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now from these verses, what do we know about the purposes of God? What God purposes, he brings to pass. It is God's purpose to bring his children into conformity with his Son. God's purposes are extremely different from the purposes of the world. Our purpose in a situation may be to do something great for God, while God's purpose might be to build our character. At times we do not hear a word from God because He wants to speak to us about our plans and our purposes. God says, I have no interest in speaking about how I can help your purpose. I want to talk about how you can adjust your life so that I can use you to accomplish mine. Now God also speaks to reveal His ways. God's ways are not our ways, family. Isaiah 55:8-9, David understood that our ways are not God's. Psalm 25:4-12, a fundamental problem of many Christians and churches is that they do not realize that God does things radically different than people do. Oftentimes, the way God acts is more important than what He does. Some Christians have assumed that the end justifies the means. Yet, the way we sometimes can say more about what we believe about God than what we do. We can completely disgrace the cause of Christ at the very time we are doing something for Him because we do it in a way that is not sanctioned by Him. Fighting a religious war or deceiving someone to get to attend to the church might be examples of doing things the wrong way, the ways of man before the eyes of the Lord, like we can read in Proverbs 5:21. Psalm 103:7 makes an interesting distinction. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the children of Israel. God said the children of Israel saw the act of God as He performed miracles to deliver them. But Moses came to understand the way God worked. Are you satisfied with only seeing the end result of God's activity and never coming to know God through the way He acts? When God's ways are followed by an individual, a family, or a church, fear and reverence may come upon those around them as they realize that there is something divine about what is being done. This was experienced by the entire church when Ananias and Sapphira did not follow God's ways. Great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. We can read about that in Acts 5:11. Now, do people fear the God of your church, your denomination? If not, could it be because the way we are doing things is no different from the ways of the world? Many churches are just like the world around them. The people in the church see nothing to cause them to recognize the presence and the power of God. And family, this is so vitally important. Like 2 Samuel 6:1-11 says, how did God deal with these people when they attempt to do something in a way He had not prescribed? And this is so important. And we can find all these prescriptions of God's word, how He revealed Himself through His word in His word. Because how otherwise would we be able to find His answers for our lives, the things that we ask from Him if we don't know His word? So it's very, very important if we want to know how God revealed Himself, how He wants to speak through His word and through His ways, and how He acts upon His word and not like we do, it's very important that we read the word. Not just read, study the word, believe the word, and act upon so that our lives can become mature in Christ. And just so we can help others to get to know Jesus Christ more and more. And you can find me on 061-922-4560. God bless you And I trust that you will start loving and seeking and the scripture and the word of God. God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.